There's a fascinating discussion that took place between Rabbi Kiveger and his son-in-law, the Chassam Sofer, concerning the practice of a person brushing or combing his payas. We know that on Shabbos there's a malacha deraisa of goizitz, which prohibits a person from removing his hair, from cutting his hair on Shabbos. And based on this malacha, the halacha is on Shabbos that you're not allowed to comb or brush your hair in a manner in which there's a psikresha that some hair will be removed in the process. If certainly are they combing the hair, some hair will be removed, which is many times the case. You're not allowed to comb your hair on Shabbos unless you make sure that it's the type of bristles that are very soft and thick and don't have a psikresha that it will remove hair. But in a case where there is a psikresha that some hair will be removed, you're not allowed to brush your hair on Shabbos. So Rabbi Kiveger said that the same thing should apply during the week when it comes to the payas. You're not allowed to cut off your payas, and therefore it should be usur for a person to comb his hair or brush his hair with a regular comb, a regular brush, where there's a psikresha that some of the hair will be removed in the process. L'chayra, you're not allowed to remove the hair of your payas. It should be usur to comb your hair or brush your hair because of the psikresha that hair will be removed. And Rabbi Kiveger adds, the Paiskim adds, that even though in many cases it's going to be a psikresha d'loy nichale, you don't care necessarily that the hair should be removed, you don't desire the hair to be removed, so even though it's a psikresha that it might be removed, it's loy nichale. So number one, psikresha loy nichale is nevertheless also midrabbanon on Shabbos. And number two, it could be that when it comes to other areas aside from Shabbos, it could be a psikresha loy nichale is even also midraisa. Because according to the Rosh and some other Rishonim, psikresha d'loy nichle is only not osur midaraisa on Shabbos by virtue of the fact that it's considered a malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. One of the halachas of Shabbos is that it has to be a malacha that's performed for the same objective and the same reason why they did this malacha on the Mishkan, for it to be chayv d'raisa. And if you do it for a different objective, so even though you're doing the same act that they did in the Mishkan, if the purpose of the act is for a different reason, in that case it's not going to be d'oraisa, it's only going to be d'rabbanan. The Rosh says that that svara, this concept of malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa, is the same svara as to why a psikresha d'loy nichale is not chayev d'oraisa. Because since you don't have an interest, you don't have a desire in the achieved result of the malacha, so therefore, it's like a psikresha, it's like a malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa, where you don't have the same intent as the malacha was done for in the Mishkan, and therefore it's not d'oraisa. However, zok d'rosh, that is only with respect to Hilchos Shabbos. But this p'tur malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa doesn't apply in other cases, and therefore, if psikresha l'nichle was only downgraded from d'oraisa to d'rabbanan by virtue of the fact that it's a malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa, so in, let's say, Hilchos Payas, in the halachas of removing the payas, it would be also even midiraiso if it's a psikresha d'loy nichle, because over there, there's no p'tur of malacha she'en tzricha l'guf. But at any rate, according to Bikveger, it should be a problem, either midiraiso or midrabbanan, for a person to brush his hair, comb his hair in a way where there's a psikresha that some hair will be removed in the process, which is usually the case, as we see in Hilchos Shabbos, that you have to make sure that it's very special bristles that ensure that it's not a psikresha, but normally we assume that it is a psikresha. So the same problem should exist when it comes to a person combing or shaving his payas, or combing or brushing his hair, his payas during the week. So Kiveger has this tzarechian. He has this practice difficult as to why people are noyeg l'hakul b'zeh. The Chassam Sofer suggested that perhaps the minig to be makel about combing or brushing your hair, even when it comes to the payas during the week, is based on the following tzirufim lahaka. There are two important machlekes rishonims that we have with respect to the isser of removing the payas, and perhaps together they could be used as a means of being makel by a person brushing or combing his hair. Number one, there's a machlekes rishonim with respect to the isser of removing your payas, whether this isser of removing the payas is associated intrinsically with the isser of removing the hairs of your beard. We know that there's an isser deraisa to remove the pasas zokon as well as the payas arosh. there are two isurim. One is to remove the beard, to remove your beard al yidei agiluach sheyesh boi hashchasa, which means that you're not allowed to take a razor and remove the hairs from your beard. And there's also an isur to remove the payas, the hairs from your payas. Now, exactly what sideburns is considered the payas with respect to this isur of removing it? It's a machlekes in the paiskim. Most paiskim assume that it's the bone, not mamish, on the bottom of the ear, but towards the bottom of the ear. And that is the bone by the jaw. And according to most paiskim, that's where you have to make sure that the sideburns go down to, because that is where the line of demarcation is, and it doesn't. You don't have to leave your sideburns to the end of the ear. Now, even though the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is oizen, they assume that that's what it means. It doesn't mean the entire extent of the ear. However, other paiskim are more machmir. They say that you should define the word oizen kipshutai in the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore you have to make sure that your sideburns remain intact until the actual end of your ear. And that's why some people have the minhag to be machmir, that even people who are mekel to shave in general, but they make sure to leave sideburns mamish to the end of the ear, because they assume that perhaps the payas that must be left intact mean the payas being referred to are the payas ad the oizen, which means until the end of the ear. At any rate, there's an isser to remove your payas, and there's an isser to remove the hairs of your beard. The question is, do we compare the two? By payas haroish, there is no lashon of hashchasa leisashchis in the pasuk when describing this isser. However, when it comes to the isser of shaving your beard, over there we darshan that you need two conditions to be over on the isser deraisa. Number one, it has to be a giluach, and number two, it has to be haderech hashchasa, which means that if, let's say, a person cuts it with his scissors, that's not derech hashchasa, because you're not getting the hair from its roots. You're not completely destroying it. It's not derech hashchasa. It's still a little bit intact, and therefore, if you cut your beard with the scissors, you're not over on the isser. V'oid, if let's say I take tweezers and I yank it from its source, where I am removing it, derech hashchasa, but that's not giluach. It has to be shaving, derech, the derech of shaving. So in order to be over on the isser of removing the hair of your beard, you need giluach sheyesh bo hashchasa. You need both conditions. Now, there's a well-known machlekes about electric shavers, exactly what the hagdara is. Is it considered a giluach sheyesh bo hashchasa, and therefore it's aser? Or is it considered a giluach she'ein bo hashchasa, since it doesn't actually take the hair from its roots? So it's doimet to a taglachas of a scissors. And it's a machlekes, a hapaiskim, most American Paiskim were Makel about this, or Moshe B'Seicham, others were Machmer, but the point is that by Pais of the Zakon, by the corners of the beard where you're not allowed to shave, that halacha only applies if it's, number one, Giluach, Derech Giluach, and number two, it's Derech Hashchasa. If you don't have these two conditions, it's not Aser. There's a Machlekes Rishonim whether we compare this Iser to the Iser of shaving off your sideburns, your payas. According to the Rambam, we compare the two, and that turns out to be a tremendous kula. Says the Rambam, based on this comparison, even if you cut all of your sideburns off with scissors, you're allowed to do this. It's not also because it's only also if it's giluach sheyesh boi hashchasa. And if it's not hashchasa, it's not derech hashchasa, you're not uprooting it from the roots. You're not over on the Issa Deraisa, even when it comes to shaving off the sideburns. Now, if you're makel about electric shavers by the beard, which many paiskim in America at least are, then it would turn out that so too when it comes to the sideburns. According to the Rambam, you should be able to shave off your entire sideburns with a shaver, because it's not derech hashchasa. And according to the Rambam, we compare the two Isur. Lamaisa, we don't pass in like this Rambam. We pass in like the other Rishayinim, and that the Isur removing the sideburns, the payas haroish, applies even though it's not a derech kiluach and it doesn't have derech hashchasa. In other words, you're not allowed to remove the sideburn in spite of the fact that you're not completely uprooting the hairs from the roots. However, zok tichsam seifer, this is a tziruf. This is one sheet in the Rishonim that's mekel. Again, you could use this as a combination to be makel about combing your hair. Because number one, when you comb your hair, you shave your hair, even if there's a psik ratio that some hair will get removed, it's not going to be derech hashchos, it's not going to be derech giluach. It's not derech giluach, and therefore, since it's not in the manner of shaving, it's not going to be a violation of removing the sideburns. Number two, Zakhtar Chassam say, there's another tziruf, and that is that there's a very important machlokes between the Rambam and the Smag with respect to the Isser of shaving off your sideburns. The Smag holds that even if you remove two hairs from your sideburns, you don't remove the entire peya. You just take two hairs from the place where it's Aser, you're over on the Isser Dereiso of removing the peyas harish. The Rambam, though, brings down a Masaira from the Zikne Messiah. And there are actually two versions of this Shita. But the Shita basically is that you're allowed to remove a part of the peyas. You're allowed to remove a part of your sideburns. And the Isser is only if you completely remove the peyah. Now, what's considered completely removing the peyah? Zok, the Rambam, Shem, the Zikne Messiah. According to one version, it's as long as you leave over four hairs. And according to the other version, as long as you leave over 40 hairs. So it's a machlekes, how much you have to leave over in order to avoid the Isser, either 4 or 40, depending on the girsa. But the point is that you're allowed to remove part of the peya. The Isser is only when you remove the entire peya. Now, what's the hezber machlekes between the Smag and the Messiah of the Zikni Mitzrayim? L'chayr, the Isser, the explanation of the machlokes is very simple. The Smag felt that the Isser is removing hair from the peya, and therefore, even if you only remove partial peyas, you're over on the Isser, because as long as you remove hair from the peya, that's the Isser. So as long as it's two hairs that you remove from the peya, you're over on the Isser. Bashenkein, the Rambam, B'shem, the Zikne Mitzrayim, held that no, the Isser is to remove the entire peya, not to remove hairs from the peya. The Isser is to remove the entire sideburns, the entire peya. And therefore, as long as you remove you leave over two hairs, that's not considered like you're completely removing the peya. And therefore, midiraisa, you wouldn't be over on the isser of removing the peya sarosh as long as you leave over two hairs. Now, al tzgzera, it seems like the Zikne Mitzrayim held that you should make sure to leave over a little bit more than two hairs. And that's the two girsos, it's either 4 or 40. But me'ikr hadin, as long as you leave over two, you wouldn't be in violation of this issur, because the ma'aseh, you didn't remove the entire peya. The shaila just is, midrabanan, as a way of abstaining from coming to a situation where you're going to remove two, so you should either have four hairs remaining or 40. But that's the sheet of the Rambam. So says the Chassam Sofer, this is another tziruf to be makel, because in this case as well, where you're combing your hair and there might be a psik ratio that some hairs will be removed, again, you're not going to be removing the entire peya. So said the Chassam Sofer, there are now several tzirufim to be makel, and thereby justify the practice of a person combing or brushing his peyas. Number one, it's eini miskaven. It's eini miskaven, and therefore, even if you assume it is a psik ratio, it's a psik ratio lenichle. Number two, according to the Rambam, in the first shita of the Rambam that we brought down, you're only over on the Isser if it's derech kiluach and it's derech hashchosa. You don't have these conditions in this case. Therefore, you're not going to be over on the Isser Reis. Now, we don't pass like the Rambam, but we use it as a tziruf. And number two, we have the sheet of the Rambam, Mashim, the Zikri Mitzrayim, that you're only over on the Isser removing the Peyas Reis if you remove the entire Peyas. And again, you're not removing the entire Peyas when you comb the hair, and therefore, perhaps there are tzirufim that we could add to the equation and justify the practice of a person combing or brushing his payas during the week.